Now, over the next 8 weeks, in every retail outlet in the country, the poor staff there will be subject to an endless, excruciating loop of Christmas music. Now, according to one psychologist, it's bad for our mental health as we expend a lot of energy trying to block it out. So is Christmas music a source of joy or torment? Henry McKean reports.
I think, like, it's nice, but not everyone celebrates Christmas, so it's a bit, like, inclusive, sort of, to just one sort of type of people.
So how many times can you hear Wham! Last Christmas? It's only November 7th.
I can only hear it once and then I'm like, yeah, I'm good, thanks.
I'm the opposite, I can listen to it all day, every
day. You love
it? Yeah. You're the Grinch, that's what.
I love Christmas, like, I love Christmas, I love celebrating with family and buying everyone presents, but, like, I don't need to hear a song 50 times to be in the mood.
No, I
you like it, you
enjoy
it?
Yeah, all day, every day.
You actually enjoy hearing those pop songs over and over from the 1980s?
Yeah. I'll be at home and I'll be blasting it. My mom's like, turn that trash off. I won't stop.
Hi, Adele Woods, seasonal buyer, Brian Thomas.
So, Adele, we're here in the Christmas shop. This shop has been open since August. And we're looking around at all the decorations, and there's a brisk trade, people from different backgrounds, different generations, looking at the Christmas crackers, the decorations, and you have, I suppose, chosen all of this. When does Christmas buying start for you?
Starts in January for us, really. So, you know,
oh,
everybody's, you know, packing up their decorations. I'm already starting to look at the new trends for the following season.
So what's in this season? Is it shiny glitter or what is it?
We have four themes in our range this year. We have Christmas Carol and Bejeweled, which are a more traditional sort of take on Christmas. And then we have Winter Lodge and Snow Queen, which are the softer palettes. Yeah, so like you've got lots of winter whites in there and silvers and accents of navy and mint green as well too. So a really nice palette of colours.
So do you love Christmas?
Absolutely, of course, yeah. So, you know, listen, I'm absorbed in it, you know, 24/7. So, you know, I do get very excited when I'm at the trade shows and out picking new product for the season ahead. So I think you'd have to love it.
The shops are full of snowy images and signs of peace and everything Christmassy. As soon as Halloween's finished, is it just too much?
It is absolutely too much. We need a little break, just time to get used to getting into the dark in the winter. Not all this mania of shopping and Christmas too soon.
And what about hearing Christmas songs inside shops already? How does that make you feel?
I put my earplugs in.
Really?
Oh, yes.
You try and block it?
Oh, yes. It's awful.
I think they're too early.
When should the decorations, when should the Christmas music start?
Well, in my humble opinion, not until December.
December 1st.
Yeah.
So hang on three more weeks.
Yeah.
You worked for a very well-known shop. When would the Christmas music go on?
I think around November. Just before Halloween, actually.
They put the Christmas music on before Halloween. They don't put on Halloween music. And what's it like dealing with that music for, you know, 8 weeks?
I think, like, there's periods of, like, it's so bad in your head that you're singing along, you're loving it, and then there's moments when you're thinking, you know, I'm heading for the door.
Really? So it drives you around the bend?
Yeah.
And what's your worst Christmas pop song or your favourite?
I love The Pogues.
You like that one?
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a worst. I kind of like it. I can't say I have one that I don't like. I don't get too bogged down in it.
It's good to a point, but then it just starts getting mad irritating because it's the same songs over and over.
I work in a well-known convenience store and same songs to be played over and over, like, every hour.
All I want for Christmas is you.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
You live in the States, you have Thanksgiving and then obviously Christmas. How Christmassy is it over there?
You know, well, it's kind of restricted to obviously the people who celebrate it. So the holidays, you know, are different. It's definitely not as widely celebrated as it would be here.
But the shops would get behind it and there would be lots of Christmas decorations, or as you call them, holidays.
Yeah, there would be, but I think the kind of Christmas spirit starts here pretty early and kind of goes on, whereas sometimes in the States it can be just a day or two. So
what about Christmas music? Do you like it? Does it drive you around the bend?
I absolutely love it, and I think that's, to me, kind of symbolic of Christmas in Ireland. So that's kind of
you
one
love
of
it.
I do. Yeah, I'm not a Grinch.
In the States, do you live?
In Chicago.
I have all the Christmas hits here. What's your fave?
Oh God, you're not going to make me sing one, are you?
Just tell me, and I'll press play.
I love Fairy Tale in New York. So they were actually playing it the other night in O'Donoghue's. They were playing it in O'Donoghue's the other night.
They were playing it already?
Yeah.
In a pub?
Yeah. Live band.
So this is your favourite?
That is one of my favourite Christmas songs, yeah.
And you love it?
I do.
So we could stay here, couldn't we? And just listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we could. We should probably get a drink because we're going to.
I think it starts far too early. I think really around the 8th of December would be more than enough to be listening to it for so long. I stopped my Christmas shopping the last week in Christmas.
You really leave it to the
yes,
last minute?
Yes, I leave it to the last minute.
But do you, in a way, window shop, have a look around and think, oh, that's available, could get this, could get that?
No, I don't. I just go into a shop and see exactly what, have a list of people I'm buying their Christmas present and just buy one from there. I don't really, you know, spend time thinking about what I'm going to buy, just whatever.
What's your favourite Christmas song?
Holy Night is my favourite. I think it's an amazing song. Holy
Night. That's your favourite.
Stars are shiny, shiny.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Why do you open your Christmas shop in August?
Really, you know, we've been doing it for 5-6 years now, and it's really down to customer demand. We find, you know, that customers come back to us because they've missed out on something the year before, or, you know, that they're, you know, adding to their collection and they like to get in early. And equally, you know, there's people who are, like, just obsessed with it and they love to come in and visit it and sort of pick up a piece to add to their collection.
And the decorations in the shop went up around Halloween and they'll stay up now until January.
Yes.
Is it because this is what customers want, not just Brown Thomas customers, but customers across Ireland and internationally?
I think so. Like, I think it sort of adds a little bit of cheer into the season and gets people sort of in the mood. You know, we've only got 7 weeks to go. So
is it only 7 weeks?
Yeah. Sort of 48 sleeps, if we're talking sleep. So, yeah,
there's not a
big countdown going on. So, you know, it gets everybody in the mood, really.
Okay, I've got Christmas songs here. I've got Now That's What I Call Music. And I'm going to ask you what your favourite Christmas song is. Which Christmas song is your favourite?
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Sinatra classic.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
You love that?
Absolutely, yeah. That's a classic Sinatra number, you know, that gets everybody in the mood for Christmas.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
So I've got Now That's What I Call Christmas. So basically it's the ultimate Christmas album. All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, or Last Christmas by Wham. Do you like Boney M, maybe Mary Boy's Child, or this one here, Here It Comes? Do you like that one?
I do, yeah. I like sentimentality. I enjoy sentimentality. I like Boney M and all those, yeah.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away. Dream.